This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The Greg Kelly Show.
Elise Stefanik, quite a gal. She actually cleaned up pretty well. She lost a lot of weight, and I think she's vice presidential material, but everybody seems to be saying it's going to be Dr. Ben Carson, who would be terrific. He's very, very mellow, almost too mellow. One time he used to be a hothead. I mean, in his own autobiography, he was stabbing people, hurting people, hitting them with padlocks. But then he sat down one day and read the Bible, and it just totally calmed them down, like forever, in a really interesting way. If it's him, I kind of like it should be an older person. I don't want there to be speculation immediately about, you know, who's going to come next. It'll all fall to, okay, the next hot shot. You know, Donald Trump doesn't want a lame duck himself, okay, because he can only be around for one term. So I don't think he wants to or should, because there will be too much attention and too much bandwidth will be spent on whoever the next guy is. Hey, remember, it's okay to make fun of each other. It's okay to criticize each other. It's okay to use harsh language. I mean, I don't like harsh language. Somebody just used some harsh language. I hung up on him. But I'm not going to call the police, and I'm not going to say he can't do that. It's constitutionally protected free speech, especially when you just say something kind of, I don't know, expected. Let's see here. This is Kayleigh McEnany, one of my favorite fake news moments. Kayleigh McEnany is being questioned when she was White House press secretary by Caitlin Mean Girl Collins. All right. And it happens quick, but I want you to listen carefully to what goes down here. Okay. Cut 22, please.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
You understand very law.
I don't call an activist.
I'm not an activist, and you have taken questions since October 1st, and you just took about 5, Kayleigh. That's not doing your job. Your taxpayer-funded job.
All right, so Kayleigh McEnany doesn't like Nicole Collins. Is that her name, Nicole? What the hell is that woman's name? Caitlin Collins. Nobody likes Caitlin Collins. It's terrible. She's like a robot. Mean. Nasty. A mean, nasty robot. And she walks out of the room and she says, I don't call on activists. That's what Kayleigh McEnany said. Does that sound like, is that the worst thing you ever heard? I don't call on activists. Sounds like it's a policy. CNN, you guys seem to be rooting for one side, not the other. You're pretending to be straight news. You're totally opinion news. I'm not calling on an activist. Well, listen to what CNN did after that. First of all, they lost their minds all day long. And then Jake Tapper shows up and he wants to straighten everything out. Cut 23, please.
Caitlin, just one second. Stay there. I just want to say you got attacked from the podium today.
Stop! Attacked from the podium today. I don't call on activists. Was that an attack? No. I don't call on activists. An attack! And listen to how self-righteous they are. They continue to be.
Unfairly and unprofessionally. And I just want to note, you're one of the best White House correspondents ever in the history of this country. You do a fantastic job, and we're very lucky to have you. And we are all 100% behind you. So thanks for that report, and thanks for the job you do.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. Almost like Jake was apologizing. One of the best White House correspondents in the history of this country. That's like, I don't know. That's like saying you're one of the best car thieves in the history of this country. It's not a worthwhile thing to do. You need some of it, but it's been so sullied. But you see how sensitive they are about the word attack, 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 attack. It's a regular criticism. Like Donald Trump says, Judge Mershon is not neutral. His daughter makes money off of and works for Democrats. That is not right. You're allowed to say that. That's a critique. That's criticism. It's not what the media says it is. And here they are saying what it's not. Where is this? Cut 21.
She's getting it.
Cut 21.
Just 24 hours after a New York judge placed a gag order on former President Trump, he's already attacked the judge and his daughter.
He's publicly attacked the prosecutors and the judges involved in his many legal cases.
Donald Trump is continuing his social media attacks against the judge and his daughter.
Trump had tried to stop or delay the trial, a line he continued today outside court, once again attacking the presiding judge.
Now, doesn't that sound awful? He attacks the presiding judge. They make it sound like it's the darkest thing ever. It's not. You're allowed to. Now, most people probably don't because, well, you know, maybe the charges against them are somewhat bona fide and they want to stay on the judge's good side. But there's no, this is not about justice. Everybody knows that this whole case is a fraud and the judge should be embarrassed involving himself. He should have taken one look at this thing and dismissed it. So nope, game on, judge. Well, you know, you got the robe and you got the hammer. Everybody stands up when you walk into the room. That doesn't mean we have to kiss your ass when we're not in the room. Okay. It's funny though. You know, Judge Mershon is criticized. Judge Chutkin is criticized. Judge Engoron is criticized. And that is a threat against democracy. But there's one sane judge in all of this. There's one judge who's not addicted to the fake news, who doesn't have a vendetta out against Trump or the government. She's just calling it like she sees it. And she's not crazy. Her name is Judge Aileen Cannon. And in ruling after ruling, she's basically saying, WTF, government, are you crazy? No president has ever been charged. Every single president takes documents with them, as is their right under the Presidential Records Act. I mean, what's wrong with you? She's basically been saying that differently than I just said it, but that's what she's saying. And listen to the fake news. Can I say attack? I think I can say attack. If they say attack, I'm going to say attack. Listen to them attack the hell out of Judge Aileen Cannon. Cut 24.
She's getting it dead wrong. And every time she gets it dead wrong, it's always in Donald Trump's favor.
She was appointed by former President Trump to the federal bench. And so he's going to be appearing as a defendant before someone who, in a sense, is beholden to him for her job.
Looking at her objectively, that she's got at least a pinky finger on the scales of justice for Donald Trump.
This opinion is absolutely atrocious. And I have to say, and I've never said this publicly about a federal judge in my life, you have to wonder whether this judge belongs on a federal bench.
Now, why is it that they can say all that about Aileen Cannon, right? They can say anything they want about judges they don't like in their rulings. This is so rigged. It is so fake. It is so phony. It is so corrupt. And I'm sick of it. I'm also sick of that silly basketball team from Louisiana. And that silly woman from Louisiana, who is a horrible role model for women and girls. So talk about a chip on her shoulder. She's always mad, always complaining. You know, just play basketball? No. She's got to be it's all about women and girls. And she feels victimized. I feel disrespected. We were all disrespected by Louisiana State. You know what they do? They walk off the court when they play the national anthem, or they don't even come out onto the court. They don't even come out onto the court. They go and hang in the locker room, the girls' locker room, and they blow off the national anthem. Well, it's pretty amazing that Iowa won as decisively as they did. And what's her name here? Angel Reese. She's going on and on about how you have to be yourself no matter what. I'm just doing this for all the girls out there so they know who they are and never change. Never, ever change, she's saying. Aren't we supposed to change? Especially girls. Whatever happened to learning, you know? Whatever happened to growing? Nope, just be your true self. Be your true, authentic self, whatever the hell that is, and tell the world to get out of the way. You know, that it's not just Angel Reese saying that. That has become like a mantra for so many people who are not very thoughtful. Primarily women's groups, to be honest, but others too. Be who you are and don't ever change and don't ever give in. I can see don't ever give up, but we all are supposed to learn a little bit, aren't we? Yeah, she's got a real, and I guess it couldn't have happened to a more deserving basketball team. They lost bad. I mean, real bad. Mike from Wayne, yes.
Greg, how are you? You know, I'm so sick of this stuff saying the right is the evil ones. Listen.
Yeah.
Those are the ones, the radicals on with the riots and with just George Floyd stuff and with calling for racism all the time. It's the left who are the evil ones. I'm just sick of their, you know, rules for thee and none for we attitudes. You know, we need to get together on the right here, not do anything bad, but we, how come we don't stick together like they do, like their Democrats do? That's what we need to do.
What do you mean stick together? What do you mean? You know, we're too busy leading our lives. We've got other things going on. This is everything for them. This is their religion. This defines them. This stuff, you know, conservatives, we do believe in liberty. I don't agree with everybody else, and that's okay. They walk in lockstep. You know who else walks in lockstep? Communists, the Communist Party, right? I mean, I don't want to have that kind of unity. That's a little bit too much unity. I want a little bit too much. I want diversity of thought, diversity of ideas. And I just want some basics, a border, not excessive regulation, lower taxes, no foreign wars that we get into. If we get into a war, it must be absolutely necessary. And we must absolutely win it. And stuff like that. That's stuff that I don't know if that's right or left. You know, 20 years ago, that was like American. That was like American. So what do you propose? How do we all unite?
I propose that we just, you know, show act. Not stand.
You haven't really thought through it, Mike, have you?
Well, listen,
what do you got in mind, Mike?
Why should we cower and not I'm say not, our
no
minds?
One's, I mean, what do you? I know. Okay, I get that. You drive. I mean, so practically speaking, what are you calling for?
I'm calling for us to show our unity and stick together. We don't stick together, Greg, like they do.
I don't. You know? I already went through that, though. I don't want to stick together like they do. I don't know. I mean, unity vote. I mean, you're talking very broadly in generalities. I don't really. Okay, then what? Then what? My advice is practical. Give money. All right. Vote. Convince your friends. Get on social media. Say stuff out loud. Don't be afraid. Everybody, you may be retired. Maybe you have a boss or whatever. There's some parameters. But speak the truth, speak it boldly, and go on. I'm surprised how many people who don't really, like, what's holding them back on social. And I know social stinks. Social media stinks. But it's a huge playing field. And people like you, I bet you're not on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on
you're
Twitter.
You're not on Twitter. And you're not on Instagram either.
Wait.
No, you wait. I am giving you, and have you given money yet to your candidate?
Heck yeah, almost over $1,000. I'm retired. I give a little bit here.
All right, very good, very good, very good, very good, very good. Look, I know it's kind of toxic. I'm going to say go on social media and shoot your mouth off. I'm serious. I'd love it. Shoot your mouth off. Talk about it. Say what you feel. What are you worried about? Why not? Go for it, Mike. I told Maria to do the same thing because you're in Jersey. And Jersey is a winnable state. You, Mike, you want to join forces? Find Maria and join forces with her and win New Jersey. It's possible, Mike, and you can do it. You got all this energy. You're saying we should unite. And you're saying we should do this, do that. Although it's not that specific what the this and the that are. I got something. Figure out how to win New Jersey, all right? Assignment New Jersey. You can do it. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
This is the Greg Kelly Show.
Hey, say what you will about Laura Loomer. I know she has her detractors out there, but I think she's a force of magnificence and truth. And she found out all kinds of interesting details about Lauren Michon and her Twitter activity. Now, the court tried to say that, well, we had nothing to do with this. She had nothing to do with this, the daughter. But they didn't quite say that. They issued a mealy-mouthed non-denial denial. And now they're kind of in trouble for that because they're raising that as an issue before the judge. You know, you can't be engaging. You can't be putting out statements about politics, essentially. You can't do that. And that's what he's doing. It's one of the many reasons why Judge Mershon needs to be removed. All right. Recused. It doesn't, you know, not the end of the world. Judge, you'll just do some other case. Go back to the DUIs or whatever. The whole case should be thrown out. It tells me something about him that he didn't throw this out. Now, we are expecting something pretty soon from the court because this was just, I guess they won't rule on it today, but they submitted it. The Trump lawyers, they're asking for a hearing today. And let's see here. Yeah, no. Hey, the nonstop outrage, Judge Cannon. Hey, I'll tell you something else that better not happen. Judge Mershon better not be on this trial. And we better not have congestion pricing. Do I have to get involved? Do I have to start showing up at these hearings to pay $15 to go south of, 60th Street? And have you seen the big, like, girders they've set up with cameras? It looks a little scary. They're black. They're dark black metal. And they're over the street. I'm not accustomed to seeing anything like that. Don't they have the technology to make these things look friendlier or more discreet or something? It's weird. I don't like it. And there are now four lawsuits underway, and one of them, please, has to work. Send Flippin in because he was actually at one of those hearings. I want to know what we've got any, or is this one of those things where they already made up their mind? And, you know, the board votes all ayes. Okay, the ayes have it, you know, that kind of thing. They're just going through the motions with these public hearings. I don't like that. I don't like being screwed with. Brian, hello.
Hi, Greg. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, so I was back in 2016 when Trump was picking a vice president, I was thinking about a guy like Wesley Colonel Alan West, and I was saying, who could I call to get that message to Trump? And I remember when he picked Mike Pence, I was like, yeah, he's kind of wishy-washy.
Alan, I like Alan West. Why Alan West?
Is that this time around, I was looking
Why Alan West?
Because he is a he's a good-looking guy. He's got the military.
Hey, he's good-looking. Are you that superficial?
The table, but this time around, I was looking at Wesley Hunt or like Byron Donald.
Wesley Hunt? Who are these people? Who the hell's Wesley Hunt?
Congressman, and he's a former Marine.
Goodness gracious, you're a little bit too dazzled by the military stuff.
Not about the military.
I'm telling you, as a military man, it makes no difference.
He's going to carry that MAGA message.
Wesley Hunt? No one's ever heard of him. No one knows who that is. I don't know. I like to have a name brand guy, a name brand superstar with real accomplishment. All right. Not these guys that you know.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
Wow, what a dump. Joe Biden lived in an absolute dump back in 1969. Granted, he was first starting out or whatever, but I'm looking at the house and it is, well, maybe it was newer back then. Very small. This thing must be abandoned or squatters are in there right now. The roof is coming down. And it's interesting, though. This is the house where he launched his political career. This is where he went from a guy on the street with a law degree. That's neither here nor there, to being a member of the Newcastle City Council, which is not a big deal either. Actually, it was the Newcastle County Council. And I don't think that was a high stress job for some reason. I'm looking at him at the table with the other councilmen. They all seem to think they're all that. 2 years later, he runs for the U.S. Senate. My point is this. He goes from this dumpy house to an absolute palace the day he leaves the vice presidency. It's actually kind of bigger than the White House. It is a huge mansion in McLean, Virginia. And this is where he unloads all of the secret documents that he kept with him as vice president. And he did. He unloaded. How much was it? How much did he take with him? A lot. He got a great big fat pass, but at least that guy, Robert Herr, he knows what happened. And so do we. So do we. We thank Julie Kelly for all of her work on this. And also, Laura Loomer. They are doing some amazing work uncovering issue after issue as it relates to these phony cases and beyond. You should follow them on social media to the extent that you're on social media, at Laura Loomer. Laura, regular spelling, Loomer, L-O-O-M-E-R, and Julie Kelly is another amazing journalist. She does a lot of stuff for Real Clear Politics. They get into the weeds, but that's where you got to be sometimes to really get a handle on this stuff. At Julie_Kelly2, at Julie_Kelly2. Good stuff there. A lot of good stuff. Hey, Michael Rappaport, that guy's always yelling and screaming. Sounds a little bit like Eric Adams. I highlighted this as soon as I saw it. If this guy's changing his mind, this election's over. I mean, it's not over, but I just love it when his whole brand has, for a long time, it was obnoxious fan in the stands. And then he was an actor. Then he became an obnoxious fan in the stands to one of the most vicious anti-Trump critics ever. And here he is. Well, speaking a lot of common sense. Cut 14, please. Cut 14.
I have educated myself so much since 2016, and I have a ways to go. My political views have changed immensely, and they're changing at a rapid pace. I will not vote for Joe Biden. I do not support anybody from the squad. I think they're totally full of I think they're dangerous. I think they're race hustlers. I think they're cons. I think inevitably they want to get themselves production deals to produce documentaries. I think they're three-card Monty playing bullshit artists. I think they totally have an agenda. I have said, you know, not to go down the rabbit hole, that at this point when we're doing this interview, voting for Trump is on the table. People are like, what are you talking about? That's my reality. That is my reality. I will not support anybody who's anti-Israel. I will not support anybody that is anti-making America safe. I'm not supporting anybody that is cool with the fact that it takes me 2.5 hours to get back into America from Toronto. The line to go from Toronto to New York, it takes me 2.5 hours, as it should, but it takes you 2 minutes to cross the border. I'm not down with that. I'm not down with police officers in the greatest city on earth getting beaten up, and you're a legal immigrant, and then you have no bail. Flipping off the camera like Tupac when he got arrested and he was coming out in the red Detroit, what, Red Wings t-shirt. I'm not down with going into a Costco or a 7-Eleven or a Rite Aid, as I videotaped once and went crazy viral, cleaning out the spot and walking like you're on a, you know, like a beautiful spring day walk. I'm not down with any of that. So any of these people that support it, I'm not voting for them. So yes, my political views have changed a lot. I'm voting with my money, and I'm voting with Israel. I'm not getting caught up or suckered into these race politics or any of that bullshit anymore. Yeah, they have changed, and they're going to continue to change and evolve. It's a crazy time, American politics.
Well, I love it. I know he's not pledging to vote for Trump yet, but where else is he going to go? He was so nasty, so over the top about Trump. Some of it, I think, was shtick, and some of it was probably from the heart. And some of it was, you know, the guy, if you're Michael Rapaport and you play lunkheads in the movies a lot, you know, he plays like kind of the dumb jock or whatever, you know, and I think you want to compensate for that. And how do you compensate for that with your friends and stuff and with Hollywood? Well, by reading the New York Times and being sophisticated when you're not doing those videos or you're not in the movies. And so he probably read a lot of fake news thinking that it was the real thing, but he's his eyes have been opened, and he is so right about AOC and the squad and a lot of other guys, even on our side in Congress, especially the young ones. They're not there. Are they there for us? They really are. And part of it, it's almost biological. When you're 30 years old, 35 years old, are you mature enough to put the country first? You got to think about, how am I going to make a living for the next 50 years? Right? Isn't that kind of first? It's one of the many beautiful things about Trump. The fame, the money, all that stuff, he had it. He had it. He didn't need any more of it. He had great expertise that he had learned over a lifetime. What do these 30, 35-year-old members of Congress have to offer us? Right? What did they have? Well, he was in the military. Okay. Then what? Now what? You know, were they world-class in the military, or were they getting their ticket punched? Look at my resume. I was in the military. You see, I'm special. The only person really who had a president who was a marketable military skill that could benefit the country as opposed to just being a bragging right, I think there were two. George Washington and Eisenhower. Like world-class skill in something. None of these guys bring that to the table. Joe Biden doesn't bring anything to the table. It's just that goofy smile and a weak handshake. That's it. That's it. Doesn't know anything. Wasn't even a legislator of any real measure. No skill. We like skill. What can you do for me? What can I do for you? Dino, what can you do for us?
Hey, Greg, how you doing? I just want to say something about the PO, Jonathan Diller, and many other officers out there that get shot, hurt, beat up, and get by illegal immigrants. Well, this is what I think.
Diller was not shot by an illegal immigrant, but keep going.
No, he was shot by a punk. And I know his mom and dad know that he's a punk. That's a punk. Yep, that's right. And his family should be listening to me. He'd you have a punk try and do that to one of the world's greatest officers that we have. The other thing I want to say is, every time I'm on and I listen to Biden or Anthony Weiner saying that crime is at its lowest, and then you got somebody the next day getting their casket brought to a funeral home. Well, I mean, if I sound, I just hope one day it's Anthony Weiner or Joe Biden in the casket.
All right, stop. Dino, come on now. All right, we're emotional, all right? I don't wish death on Joe Biden. I wish, I hope he lives to be 150 and he dies in prison, okay? How's that for you? You see how I don't wish death upon anybody? I don't wish death upon Anthony Weiner. Stop that, all right? Now I got to say goodbye to you, okay? Now I got to say goodbye. Hey, we can disagree with people viciously at times, but you can't do that, especially with somebody who works here. I disagree with him all the time. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. James Flippin, for instance.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
I don't agree with this guy on anything.
No, never.
I mean, lots of things about this guy, but somehow I still like him, and I want you to have a long life. I want everybody to live to be 150, to be honest, except for cop killers. They should be put to death. And, die in prison. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, everybody has to go sometime.
What's up?
So I understand you wanted an update on congestion pricing.
Yeah. Do I have to do anything?
Not right now.
What's the latest? What's going on? Is it going to happen?
So there's a argument being heard in federal court in Newark today because, you know, New Jersey is among the places that have sued the MTA to try to stop the congestion pricing plan, which is supposed to start in mid-June. And I'm sure you've seen that the tolling infrastructure is already in place. I was going into the Lincoln Tunnel the other day, and they've got a big overarching, you know, some kind of electronic reader that's getting ready for congestion pricing. But the judge in Newark is indicating that fairness will be the focus of this hearing, because what they're looking at is the environmental impact that congestion pricing might have on, you know, parts of New Jersey. In other words, if there's cars avoiding Manhattan.
Let me ask you this. How is this going to affect trans black women folk? Have you figured that one out yet? Is that what they're talking about in terms of fairness? Seriously. You think I'm crazy? The United Nations was talking about this yesterday.
No, I mean,
United Nations says that this is all about climate change, right? And it's being driven by white men, and we have to prioritize black women, trans folk.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that they're at the top of the heap in all these considerations.
That's a really good point. I mean, it would be rather problematic not to consider such a thing.
Well, what the hell do they mean by fairness exactly? Because fairness
is
when Democrats, especially who the hell, Murphy, and he's involved in all this, Governor Murphy,
right?
Governor White Supremacy. We got to fight white supremacy in New Jersey, Murphy. You liar. You lowlife. Unbelievable how you got away with that. Jack Cettarelli, we're pulling for you. Hey, thank God your goofy wife, Tammy, had to leave the race in humiliation. Total humiliation. Hi, I'm Tammy. I'm married to a rich guy. Vote for me. I believe in all the woke causes that everybody's crazy about right now. All right, sorry.
That's okay. So apparently the whole fairness thing, although I'm sure there are some other considerations, is the fact that, you know, New Jersey and New Jersey Transit's not getting any money out of this. So, like, for example, if you're a commuter from Long Island or from the Hudson Valley or something like that, at least the MTA, the mass transit system you use, is getting a portion of this revenue.
I don't care about the MTA. I know the direction that this is going. They're going to try to give New Jersey a cut of the proceeds.
Maybe.
You know what? The MTA, you got, you can't do, this is illegal. We got to get this to the Supreme Court. This is unbelievably illegal. You can't do that to us.
You know what?
Going into a neighborhood? Has that ever been done before? Oh, I know. In the United Kingdom, in Denmark. Look at those places. We left Europe on purpose for a reason. We don't like their, damn it, this is not a democracy anymore. It really isn't. And you know what? Let's face it. These forces, it's a fait accompli. That's what it's starting to feel like to me. It's a done deal.
But I was talking to our news director, Noam Layden, this morning because we were chatting about this congestion pricing hearing. And I said, you know, doesn't it feel like it's like, oh, below 60th Street in Manhattan? Oh, like it's like, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? Like, this is supposedly some special.
What is your conversation? I don't get it.
Like, in other words, it's just kind of amazing to me that they're like, yeah, you got to spend this money to go south of 60th Street in Manhattan.
Why do you make it sound so cool? Yeah, you got to spend this money.
Because it's like, it's not cool. It's not. In other words, like, there's nothing so super special about the congestion district of New York City.
What they're trying to say is it's downtown. All right.
Oh, okay.
It's I'm not an advocate for this, but it's downtown.
Right. And where the offices are empty,
it's primarily commercial as opposed to residential, but not primarily. Look, the whole dump thing stinks. So I haven't seen Noam in a long time, by the way. How's he doing?
He's good. Yeah. He's actually going to be off the next couple of days. So I'm filling in at the 5 a.m. news hour. Excited about that.
Really?
Not getting up at 2 a.m., but I'm excited about doing the show.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
And you getting along with Sid and the gang?
Yeah, I think I get along pretty well with Sid. He's not happy with me because I said maybe the Mets could be okay this year.
Oh, you guys have those silly, petty fights about that stuff?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Politics and sports aren't that different, really.
Sid has been so good on Israel, and he's leading the charge. And I have yet to get my Who Says t-shirt. I want that Who Says t-shirt. Are they making those things or what?
Oh, yeah. You can get them at the website.
Everybody should be around. All right. I don't know. I work here. I don't want to go to the website. All right. Where's the okay.
Well, right. We'll have to see what we got in the back.
You guys can go to the website. I want some. All right.
You want some sweat?
I think I can. I think I deserve it. Just a little bit. All right. Thank you very much, Gene Slippin. We'll be right back.
Greg Kelly. This is the Greg Kelly Show.
But in 36 days, we will have a new president, and I am confident, I am very confident, that he will do his level best to serve the cause that I have outlined here today. And he's going to have my support. And he will have my support, and I'll stay out of his way. But it is... And I really mean that. But it is more important. It is more important than my support. It is more important that he have your support. You are our future. And God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
I just find that so interesting. George H.W. Bush wishing his successor all the best, Bill Clinton. You'll have my support. And he also said, I'll stay out of his way. I really mean it. Now, I remember, I guess that means he's not going to write any op-eds or something like that. Maybe he's not going to engage the deep state. The deep state kind of loved George H.W. Bush, right? I mean, hell, he mobilized us for a war to eject Iraq out of Kuwait. I mean, that was kind of a righteous war. But is that why? I don't know. He was the Central Intelligence Agency director. I'll stay out of his way. I really mean it. So they're not going to unleash the deep state on Bill Clinton. Is that what that means? Maybe I'm reading way too much into it. I'll take it at face value. A beautiful statement. George H.W. Bush in December 1992 that he supports and he thinks everybody should support the next president of the United States. And the fascinating thing to me is every president says that except Barack Obama in January of 2017, with a few days left in the White House during his farewell address. It was all about him. It was all about how bad white middle class men are, and not a word of encouragement or support for the future President Trump. Really bad. And, of course, I know this for a fact. They were already plotting and scheming to undermine him. Askar, yeah?
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Yes, I have a question. Being that your father was a commissioner for the state of New York, I was wondering why Mr. Adams and the current commissioner, Mr. Caban, why can't they have the illegal tainted problem delegated to traffic enforcement agents to conduct tickets.
I know what you mean. I noticed the same thing the other day when Governor Hochul was driving away in disgrace from that wake in humiliation, deserved humiliation. Her windows were like pitch black. And I'm like, aren't those illegal? I don't know the ins and outs. It's a good question, and I'm going to follow up on it. Thank you. All right, Carmine, very quickly, because I got to get to Barbara.
Okay, I've been enjoying the David and Bathsheba story all week, and the ending is really amazing because the Lord sent the prophet Nathan to David, and he said, "You're that man. You're the one who stole the poor man's lamb, and you had him killed. And you're that man, David." And David said, "That man who did that should die." And Nathan said, "You're that man, David." And the Lord said that the sword will never leave your house, David. And that's the truth.
I love it. Nathan, huh? Nathan, I did not know about his role in all this. Thank you. Gail?
Good afternoon, Greg. You know, last night I went to write down a few things I needed at the grocery store. And on the pad that was given to me from giving into Tunnel to Towers was a quote, "One flag, one land, one heart. One nation evermore." Oliver Wendell Holmes, probably the most remarkable jurist in our history. So I was thinking while you were talking today, you know, in this case with Marchand, he should definitely, most definitely recuse himself. We've had other crazy judges in the past.
Oh, yeah, we sure have. Spring 'em loose Bruce comes to mind. Gail, I love that quote. Thank you. Barbara.
Hi, Greg. I'm glad you're telling us again and reminding us that we each need to do things in addition to just talking to each other. And my friends who started the MAGA Republicans Facebook page never thought they'd have 9,100 people following their MAGA Republican page. And then another thing that we used to do years ago was we were pamphleteers, just like Payne. We would go out with a piece of paper that we had run off, hundreds of them, on a copy machine, and it would say three things. For example, one column would be before Biden, one column would be after Biden, and you'd put gasoline, how much per gallon.
That's a great idea. Listen, Barbara, you are changing the world, and so is your group. And we all have that capacity. Each and every one of us, please do it.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.